Welcome back to the Binge Buzz. How are we doing today, Coach?
Doing fine.
How are we doing today, Bryson?
Not too bad.
How are we doing today, Tyler?
Doing all right.
Doing all right. So you guys had two games last week. Is that correct?
Correct.
You went 1-1. We'll start off with how does it feel to get the first win of the season? What do you think went right in that game? What do you think you could have built off in that game?
Well, I mean, we hit 8 threes, and I thought we defended very well. Addix has a couple of outstanding players and 3 or 4 other nice role players, and it was a nice win for our players. They've been a long time since they won a game, so they were extremely happy, and I thought they gave it a good effort and did the best they could to do what we had set out for them.
And, you know, you after that game, do you feel like the spirits were a little bit too high going into LC, having a 24-point win like that, or were you pretty locked in for that game and it just didn't go the way you wanted it to go?
Well, number one, Lawrence Central's an outstanding basketball team. They're a former state championship and have everybody back.
Yeah.
So they're going to beat a lot of teams like that. I thought we played very well the first 5 or 6 minutes, but we got – our two best rebounders in foul trouble right off the bat, and then when they're not available to us, it makes it difficult. And then we threw the ball away, gave them some easy shots, and then once we did that, we lowered our heads and made a few more mistakes. Second quarter was not a good quarter. I was very happy with them, especially the first 5 or 6 minutes of the first quarter.
Absolutely, and you were talking about, you know, just some throwaway passes. I just wanted to talk about that has been something you've been able to create on the defensive end that I've been really impressed with is, you know, creating turnovers, getting out in fast break. Now, when you get out into the fast break, you do there are some things that could be executed better. But I think you are getting there, and when you get there to your full extent, I think you guys will be you'll be a team to be reckoned with.
I think so, and that's the big thing is after getting beat that bad, how do we react to it? You know, it's not fun, and so we got to react in a positive way. We got 2 games this week, and both teams are very competitive teams and teams that are pretty much equal to us in ability level. So it's going to be a big week for us going into county tourney next week.
Congrats on your first win of the season, Coach. It was kind of good to get that win going into Thanksgiving. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Correct.
But you went back into playing the tough teams going against LC. You've started the season with 4 really good teams. Play Christmas, your first win, play LC. What is the mentality going into a game tomorrow against Cathedral?
Well, the whole time I've said, you know, we got to get better. And I felt like once we get into December, we could be a good team, but we still have a lot of growing to do. And, you know, these are should be two very competitive, close games, I would imagine. So we've got to do things right. And so if we do that, it's going to be an exciting game. We don't, and then we'll still be searching for answers. So hopefully we're going to keep going in the right direction.
Yeah. So going against the Fighting Irish, what would you say the game plan is going against this Fighting Irish team?
Well, Cathedral and Warren Central both press. We didn't handle the pressure very well against Lawrence Central. Now, Lawrence Central has a lot more athletic ability, but still, we've got to do things right because even though we didn't handle, we did not do what we were supposed to and what we'd practiced against it, and that's concerning. So we got to get that cleaned up tonight.
Absolutely. You know, going back to, you know, the Christmas Addix game, I wanted to talk about a player that stood out, that's, you know, has been a spark off the bench all season. She had 9 points in that game. I think she had 12 in one game. Hayden O'Connor, I don't want to hear what are your thoughts. What are your praises for her? Because I have high praises for her. She's been absolutely incredible this year.
Yeah, I think there was 2 or 3 games there that she played very well. The whole thing with her is taking good shots and making good shot selection, and once she does that, she can finish. She just gets in a little bit too big a hurry sometimes. So I think Lawrence Central sped her up a little bit, but before that, I thought she'd been playing some outstanding basketball.
You know, and absolutely, you go into a Christmas Axe team, you know, you think it's going to be competitive, and then you have, you know, Shania Curry come out and drop 12 and 12. how crucial is it for her to stay out of foul trouble, being able to stay on the court, being able to stay, you know, in the game? Just how big is her presence when she is out there?
Well, it's huge. I mean, against Attic, she had I think it was 17 rebounds against Attic. So, you know, we're not a big team. So if she's not on the floor, we're even smaller. I mean, you look at Lawrence Central, I think they were 6'2", 6'1", 6', 5'11". And then their point guard, 5'6", is a D1 player. So, you know, it just makes it tough to match up with teams like that. So we were having Mackenzie Martin, a 5'3", girl guarding their 6-footer. So there's just mismatches that we've would have had to overcome.
Coach, this season is still pretty young. It's a pretty long season. You have a lot of playing these good teams will prepare you for the playoffs, which is the most important part of the season. How are you going to tell your players, hey, it's not going our way right now, but once we keep working, it'll come our way?
Yeah, I mean, that's something we said from the very beginning, even before we got in the games, that we have to take it and just keep getting better all the time. I mean, there's a lot of room for growth by this team, and so we've got to keep taking it. Now, you know, it's one thing to say, but it's one thing to really believe it. And so if we believe that we're going to do it, then I think there's going to be some good times ahead for them.
Hey, Coach, so I want to talk about, you obviously know, like, you've had a very tough and hard schedule to begin, start of the season. How do you think that these first couple of hard games of the season is helping prepare your young players into facing harder teams in the season? You know, you're starting off with a very hard schedule. How do you think that this experience against some of these harder teams will help gel this team better together?
Well, when you make mistakes, if the other team makes you pay for those mistakes as a player, you sort of understand it. If you're playing a lesser team, make mistakes but get by with it, they miss the layup or whatever, then we don't have to pay for it. So there's an understanding that, hey, I did this wrong, or I need to get better in that area, or whatever, and that's the way that it can help you if you look at it the right way. Now, if you look at it like I'm just not good enough, then that's not a good thing. So we've got to keep building toward becoming better players and becoming a better team.
Yeah. Do you think over these stretch of these hard games that it is easier to kind of point out what you're doing wrong compared to maybe necessarily like a easier team, or do you think it's about the same?
Well, no. No doubt. I mean, we had talked before the Lawrence Central game, we got a rebound, and we didn't. I mean, we got out-rebounded by over 20 rebounds, so we're not blocking out with the efficiency we need to and as hard as we need to and reacting the ball. So we told them you cannot throw over the top on the press. Well, we threw over the top and got it stolen almost every time we did that. So, you know, it's one thing to tell someone something, another thing to experience it. So we experienced it. Now let's correct those things and then get better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach, thank you so much for your time today. And thank you so much for answering some of our questions. Have a great rest of your day. You too, Bryson and Tyler. Thank you so much.